Welcome to the Yes Lady with Charla A., your encouragement solutions for outrageous business. I'm here today with one of my newest, bestest friends, Tracy Tim.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's time to say yes to your future. Each week, Charla A. interviews business owners that are breaking the mold. Tune in each Thursday to discover how you can too. Here's your host, the Yes Lady herself, Charla A.
Tracy, it's awesome to meet you here. I'm so excited. I'm a collector and connector of fascinating people, and
love
you
that.
Are one.
Love Thank you.
And Jeff Crilly, our mutual friend, introduced us, and this is the first time we've actually met, but I had totally found that your website was so engaging, and you truly want to bring joy and life back to employees and any career job, right?
Yeah,
Tell us about that.
There's an amazing quote by Howard Thurman that says, don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive and go do that. Because what the world really needs is people who've come back to life. And I truly believe that each of us are here for a purpose and for a reason. And we work so much nowadays, right? 40, 50, 60 hours a week. A lot of people work even more than that. And there's no reason why that can't be where you get to live your purpose every day if you know how to align who you are and what your natural gifts and talents are with the work that you're doing.
I love that. And it seems to be a little bit of a theme of people that I'm connecting and collecting, right?
All
because
right.
Most of us, you know, I think most of us are looking for things that are more collaborative instead of competitive. I
oh,
feel
yes.
like most of us are looking for authenticity.
Yes.
And you've been on Fox News, you've got some credibility out there. So exactly what do you do to do that?
Yeah, so our business really focuses on two different sides of the same coin, which is if we want to bring people back to life at work, we have to impact both the employee and the employer, right? We have to help. And I focus specifically on young professionals because I still am one, and I was one when I went through my own major career transition, and help them really figure out, you know, if you've gotten to a point where you're having to sacrifice your mental and physical health for someone else's definition of success, how sustainable is that? And if it's not, then what are the things we can do to get that person back to center and back to not only baseline, but living in an unstoppable way in their career, where they're actually rich not only in the financial sense, but also through freedom and through fulfillment. So then if we have that component, we also have to impact employers, right? We have to help them engage and then attract and retain these awesome employees. And they have to do that through new means now because we're in a totally new world with the way work is done, with the gig economy, with obviously the big resurgence of a large millennial population in the workforce. So they're having to use what I call the new levers of loyalty or the platinum levers of loyalty to get these people excited about coming to work every day and align them with what the business is trying to accomplish. And if you can do that, right, if we can have young people who are, I mean, they will be by 2020 the largest workforce population of any generation, and their employers having them engaged as well, then we can really, I think, solve a lot of amazing problems, and we can all be living our purpose through our businesses.
I love the vision of that, and I believe part of that really comes back to these young folks. They just don't think like the silver hairs, right?
Sure.
And
you know
boomers.
What? Like, 20-year-olds are always going to be annoying to everybody else who's older than them, right? It's just the nature of being young and thinking you know everything when in reality everyone knows you don't, and yet you spend a lot of your time and energy pretending like you do, right? So that's never going to go away. But you're right, the millennial generation, while I think being very misunderstood, is also living through that, but then living through all of these bigger global changes that we've gone through. We're more global than we ever were before, the technological advances that have changed over time, and then like we were just talking about, the way that the workforce has changed and the way that getting paid. I mean, there are people who, you know, never seen an office in their entire career and make more money than you would have. I heard about this woman recently. Get this. There's a woman on YouTube. She's one of the highest grossing YouTube stars of all time. Nobody knows what she looks like because her entire channel is her hands opening up children's toys. It's the whole channel. And she makes gazillions of dollars doing this. So given all of that, we have so many more choices. And I think we were raised as young professionals too. I know my generation, you can be anything, you can do anything. But now that we're going and being anything and doing anything, the older generations are going, what the heck? Why? We said that, but we weren't really sure you were going to do it. And so now we're seeing, yeah, a really big shift in dynamics, certainly. And I'm sure especially in small local businesses and family-run businesses where you thought your children would come up right behind you and take over for you, and maybe they don't want to. And that's a big struggle for some people.
And those of us that are in these businesses that are trying to bring these folks along, mm-hmm. these kids, I'm calling kids, but they are.
I mean, when aren't you're we my all generation, kids your kids inside. Yeah. Like, we're all just scared little kids inside, I think, trying to figure it out. And the day that I realized that, I was like, all right. I get a free pass. Like, life is not going to be that hard.
And what we're doing here, and I believe is one of the most key components, a missing piece in our world, is fun. Mm. Now, we're all entertained.
Can you just say that again for everybody?
One of the biggest missing pieces in our world is truly just having fun.
I cannot agree with you more. The number of people that I talk to, because I offer clarity calls for anybody who might be interested in one of our programs, and we'll talk for about an hour through what they're going through and then what their vision for work really is. And I ask them, like, when is the last time you had fun at your job? Like, when was the last time you were excited or you gushed about it or just had fun, laughed, played? And people have forgotten that work can be fun, and it hurts my heart, but I totally agree.
We're entertained. We're watching stuff. We're busy being entertained, but are we really laughing from the gut? Mm-hmm. Are we really getting to know somebody to the core,
yes.
who they are in our workspace, mm-hmm. And wherever you are, you very few of us work solo 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That we do a lot of that, but if we don't engage with people and give them some hope, and all of us, and I've talked about this a lot, on these shows this month, is we want to be heard. And nobody knows that that's what they are missing. but that's the truth.
Heard and seen, I think, too, for who you are, the value you can add. And one of the big things that I help employers figure out is you've got an amazing, like, imagine your workforce as a team. They're all athletes. You've got an amazing roster of athletes. Your job as the leader or the coach is to figure out what each athlete's gifts are and then set them up for success by putting them in the right places. And I use athletics all the time as an example because we get it, right? We get that taking Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt, they're both Olympic gold medal athletes. But if we switch them and put them in each other's races, they would never perform the same way, right? But we do that in business all the time. We think, oh, well, Johnny's a hard worker, so I can just put him here, and because he works really hard and he learns fast, he'll be fine at this. But what if you're taking Johnny, who's this amazing runner, and you're putting him in the pool? Like, we do that all the time. So to your point, I think we really have to better understand and see and hear and listen, not only to what people say they want, because oftentimes we're wrong about that, but who are they deep down? What are their innate behaviors and motivations? What are their gifts and talents? What have they learned how to do over time that we can leverage now in this position? And then how can we combine all of that with what the business is trying to accomplish? Because if you can align those two things, then you have massive loyalty, right? If I know what you want to accomplish and I have something my business wants to accomplish and it's the right time and the right place for both of those to come together, you're super pumped to come to work every day, right? Because you know I'm invested in you, you're invested in me, and it's a great partnership and relationship.
Which is win-win.
Which is what employership is now, right? That's what employees are now.
It must be.
Yeah.
And I've always been in that win-win-win mode. But,
perfect.
You know, and I, of course, I'm a Ziegler Legacy Certified Trainer, too. And Tom Ziegler's got a, we have a talk about the zombies.
Yes.
You know, all the zombies just coming to work and coming to work. And, you know, and how to truly leverage who someone is.
Yep.
And give them that flexibility and still get the job done. Now,
that's what I'm talking about.
Big difference in big corporations that actually have, some of them have you know, grown and learned that that's important.
Yeah. And unfortunately, larger corporations have room for people to just be zombies, right? You can get by and just get your paycheck and not be adding value. But if you're working in a small business, a local business, a family business, every single one of those people is either a cost center or they're adding value. That's it, right? There's no neutral human who can just, you know, can just get by being on the payroll and doesn't positively or negatively impact our business. So I think a lot of people, a lot of companies that I work with, when they're small, they're like, oh, well, we don't need to work with you until we have 20 or 50 or 100 employees. I'm like, no, one bad apple can ruin a bunch that's tiny way faster than a bunch that's huge, right? So they really need to be thinking early on, is every person we're adding strategic? What specific value are they adding to the bottom line? And do we understand who they are and why they're here so that we can align them properly?
This is a great conversation for this such a time as this that we are ready to totally. I feel like our society has shifted and is shifting towards that. So we're going to take a really quick break right now. And the Yes Lady with Charla A will be back right after these messages.
22 veterans every day take their own lives. They commit suicide. A couple years ago, I talked 4 people off the cliff with guns in their hands because they're looking for hope. They're looking for trust. They're looking for respect. They're looking for somebody that cares. Blue Dragon International Consultants, we care. Go to bdic.net to find a conference near you.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches. Video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
Experience the Zeal difference.
It's my favorite beverage.
I never thought nutrition could taste so good.
I know, it's why I feel the best I've ever felt.
Wouldn't start my day without this beverage.
Every once in a while, a product comes along that's so innovative, it has the ability to shake up how we feel about nutrition. You're about to be introduced to a one-of-a-kind nutritional powerhouse. It's scientifically formulated and backed by a landmark clinical trial. This wellness product has created a movement that has already generated over $300 million in sales. It continues to change lives, create a thirst in people to be healthier, and is inspiring generations in ways other beverages simply do not. It's called Zeal, and thousands of people worldwide, just like you, appreciate that it takes the guesswork out of nutrition and why it's loved by so many. If you don't experience the Zeal difference in 30 days, we'll refund your money. Join us in this movement and experience the Zeal difference.
The Yes Lady is back here with Tracy Tim, and this is an amazing conversation, and you have so much beautiful energy, and
Thank
I'm
you.
So grateful to learn and glean from your wisdom at such a young age,
I'm honored.
Truly blessed to have you here.
Yeah, I feel like what I'm doing is my life's work in a lot of ways, and I went through a lot of trials and tribulations to get there, and I'm sure people that you might be laughing, you know, she's only 30, a lot of trials and tribulations, but I've always been a high performer and an overperformer and somebody who was a perfectionist, and I wanted this very pretty life to do the right thing in high school, do the right thing in college, get the right job, and just be successful, right? And I had all of that and then hated my job. And my whole world blew up. The whole world blew up. And I finally realized through that experience and then several other mistakes afterwards that we can be living our purpose through our work. And in fact, if work is a massive part of our lives, then we're doing the world a disservice by not finding work that lights us up and work that brings us back to life. And that's what I want to help people realize. But then once they have that realization, they have to know, okay, what can I do right now that's going to get me closer to that goal? And so that's why I've created the programs that I have and why I'm so excited about what we're doing.
So answer that question. What can I do right now? What can we do as human beings out here in the world to get closer to that center point?
Yeah, so whenever I talk to people about this topic, it's always, how do I go from stuck to unstoppable? How do I feel like I am a rock star again or an Olympic athlete again? So if you're a young professional or any professional at any sort of transition point in your life, first and foremost, you want to get very clear about where you are in your life right now. And that's important for a couple of reasons, mostly because it's your foundation from which you can move forward. And if you're not very clear on where you are and why you're unhappy, then you can easily jump to something new and actually repeat old mistakes, or basically just be putting a Band-Aid on a problem that really needs stitches, right? So if you're a young professional or any professional who's in transition, the first step is to look inward. Our first initial thought is, oh, I fix my resume, I go on Indeed, I start networking. No, you want to take a step back and get back to your core, who you are, where you are in your life, your now. I call these your now, nature, and nurture. Where you are in your life right now, your nature, which is your natural gifts, and your nurture, which is all the skills and knowledge and expertise that you've learned from your cumulative experience. So that's for individuals. On the employer side, the first thing that you can do as a manager, as a leader, or an owner of a business is talk to every one of your employees, or if you have a lot, every one of your leaders, and find out why they come to work. Not the paycheck, not the benefits, not because they have to take care of three kids. I want to know the deeper why. What are they trying to accomplish? What are their goals? What do they spend their money on? You have to deeply understand why they come to work for you, because more than likely, it's not for you. And it's not because they're super passionate about the business that you're running. You're way more passionate than anybody else, right? You have to deeply understand why they're there, so that you can use that to motivate them throughout their life cycle with you, and so that you can align it with something that your business is trying to accomplish so that you achieve that loyalty that we were talking about. So if you're a young professional, let's take a step back. And if you're a business owner, a leader, or a manager, you have to specifically ask. And if you don't already know, that's a big problem. So go and ask each person that works with you and for you and say, you know what? I love that you're here. Why do you come every day? Like, where do you spend what are you really working for? And they might tell you they've got a sick parent, or they're paying someone's mortgage, or there's some story behind why they're coming to work every day. And if you can tap into that and not only use that as a motivator, but help them understand that I am in this with you and I'm employing you so you can go do those things, then you've got more loyalty and more engagement than you could ever imagine.
That's awesome. I know of a company that is getting honored to be in top 10 of a very large of employment satisfaction kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not big. It's not necessarily benefits or anything like that, but over 200 of their employees in a medium-sized company responded, and that's a big number. And what they all said was, family. It feels like family. They take care of us. You know, I worked for Delta Airlines for 34 years, and in the very beginning, I was 20s, you know, and I loved that company. We had the family feel, right? Mm-hmm. And it was, I felt like it was the free enterprise system working at its best, because we work for them, they work for us, we all win. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of other airlines that had, for instance, unions that were, it was very divisive, and that didn't it never made sense to me. I want my company to win, right?
Yes.
It's not us against them. It's all of us.
Exactly.
And so that mentality is what it sounds like you're really trying to hone and bring to community, to businesses.
Yes, because the more that you're engaged and involved, the more the bottom line grows, equity in the business grows, the more you can get paid. I mean, it is a win-win if you treat it that way. But if you go into work every day hating your job, or if you go into work every day owning a business where you're not engaged with any of your employees, you're missing a huge opportunity.
And another piece of that I've noticed in companies that are really, really thriving, the top companies to work for, they have created fun environments.
Mm. We go back to work with fun. We got to get back to the fun.
We got a playground in here. We got balls and, you know, whatever is going on, and give them creative space and let them perhaps design what feels right for them, and engagement and fun, you know, great coffee shop or whatever they happen to have, but just really collaborative spaces that people can get to know each other.
And there's so much science behind that. My background's behavioral psychology. There's so much around. There's a great quote. I can't remember who said it. I know who I heard it from, but I don't think he made it up. After laughter, there is learning. That we are our most creative and open-minded selves when we're in that positive happiness state. And when we're stressed and when we're anxious, our brains actually close down and take in less information. So if we can create fun, happy environments for people, they're actually going to be more effective. It's very ironic. Right? You take more time off. You're actually better at your work. If you have some time for play and creativity, then you have no idea what people are capable
of. And scientifically true. I mean, you know, these kids in kindergarten and first grade where they're starting to add more recess and more unstructured time, they are absolutely excelling. I love that idea. And I'm so grateful that it's showing back up in our education system in certain aspects. And if it isn't, you need to push for it, really.
Yes, absolutely.
So what is your biggest nugget? What do you want to share today? And then we'll get to your offer.
I can't stress enough that if you are unsure about whether or not you love your job, you don't. And if you're looking for a sign to quit, that's your sign to quit. There's no time like the present. It is never too late. It's never too early to take the leap and go find something that you love, or to reinvest yourself in a part of your business that you love, or remember why you got started in the first place. Because a lot of us get down the road, and as entrepreneurs or as small business owners or family business owners, we not only forget why we got into it in the first place, but we wind up in a cage of our own making. And it's a scary place to be. So remind yourself why you're doing it. If it's not for the right reasons, if it's not because it lights you up and allows you to add your maximum value to the world, there's work left to be done and there's time left to do it. If you're still here, then your purpose is still unfulfilled, right? And so to get back to that, to get back to what you really think you can add as far as value to the world and thus simultaneously be way more fulfilled than you could ever imagine, that's where I want people to get to.
Sweet spot.
Your sweet spot.
Sweet spot.
Yes, exactly.
And so you have an offer that you were offering to our audience today.
Yes, if anybody would like to know more, talk about their individual career path, and maybe you feel stuck or overwhelmed or confused about what to do next, or you've got some great employees but you want better ones, or you want to continue to engage and retain the ones that you have that are absolute rock stars, I would love to talk to you further. You can find me and we can book a free clarity call is what I call them, at tracytim.com/clarity. Super simple. So tracytim.com/clarity. And you can find me there and book a time that will work for you. And we'll have an hour on the phone to talk about whatever you want, business and career related or life related, because I just love to hear people's stories. And I'd be happy to help in whatever way that I can.
So Tracy Tim, the...
You got this.
Career Clarity Catalyst.
She got it.
We're playing with the words, but alliteration is a big deal. I love that. But it is tricky to say. Career Clarity Catalyst is
not an easy thing to say. It's not an easy thing to find. But I found that catalyst is the right word to describe me and what I do and how I impact other people's lives. It's all there. Sometimes you just need somebody to get the ball rolling for you, or you need somebody to light that fire. And so that's me, and that's my business, Career
And you
Clarity.
Have a lot of – you've got podcasts. How often are those podcasts?
Yes, we have podcast 2 times a month, and then we put out weekly YouTube video shows 4 times a month. So once a week, every Tuesday. When I first got started, I met a friend from Canada who told me about Tim Hortons and Timbits. Have you heard of Timbits? They're the little like donut holes. So my last name is Tim, so we call the blog Timbits. So every Tuesday, you can get a new Timbit right into your inbox. If you do book a clarity call with me, you'll go right into our newsletter, and that way you can get those videos every week and the podcast every other week. And obviously see more of me and hear more about this what I think is a really big mission to bring people back to life at work.
Well, you truly are a diamond here. You're just a beautiful jewel.
Thank you, Charlotte.
That is shining the young, bringing that message out of following your purpose, and also creating something that is lasting, a legacy somehow, that you, when you follow that, then things will continue. So I have a, I have a saying, when intriguing opportunities present themselves and you say yes, things show up. And so I think when you're talking about finding that, is that who you are, you know, and, you know, or is it really your purpose? And by the way, your purpose does not have to be something big. Your purpose is
and
can be just who you are.
Yes.
And I have in my little book that I'm going to give you a copy of, our candy bar hugs. But part of it is the purpose. When your purpose is, your purpose can just be loving the person in front of you. Wherever you are, be who you are.
Yes.
And love without judgment.
Yes.
And
embrace that your purpose is going to change constantly and that it's you being present to what it could be and what it is. I love that. That's great.
So we are out of time.
I know. We could talk forever, and
we will. We will. We're going to be together. I'm taking you up on that hour call.
Let's do it.
I'd love to chat with you. So the Yes Lady with Charla A. We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us. Hi, I'm the Yes Lady with Charla A, powered by Zeal Wellness. Zeal is my nutrition beverage of choice. It is 14,000 milligrams of superfood nutrition in a powdered formula that you can just shake it and take it out the door, grab and go, have energy, vitality, reduce your stress, some incredible health benefits. It's incredibly cost effective and it is going to change your life. I'd love for you to join me. Go to charla.zealforlife.com, charla.zealforlife.com. Join me in being healthy, focused, full of energy. Tastes great. Zeal for Life.
That's all for the Yes Lady with Charla A today. The Yes Lady with Charla A is produced by the OBBM Network and available on demand at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. The Yes Lady also airs each Thursday at 12 and 8 p.m. on OBBM Radio, available on iTunes and offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Download the Offbeat Business app to get the Yes Lady TV and podcast on demand. To be a guest on the Yes Lady, call 817-808-7703.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year, and they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.